That was Uniform from the album 10 Seated Figures, released last year by Yes We Mystic, a five-piece art pop band from Winnipeg who morph folk, rock, strings, and electronic elements to create a unique musical experience. I spoke with vocalist and guitarist Adam Fuhr over Skype. Adam, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell me a little about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a musical family?
You know, I did. My grandmother was always of the opinion that to be an entertainer was the greatest thing you could do. So there was always that kind of encouragement in my family. I started playing the piano when I was four, but always with a bit of a focus on entertaining people, whatever that may mean. And so, yeah, that was always encouraged.
When did you first pick up a guitar?
I only picked up the guitar when I was about 17 or 18 years old. I joined a band in high school, and we all switched instruments a lot. It formed after a seeing an Arcade Fire concert. And I can't even remember at the time why I picked up the guitar for that band, because there were seven members of the band and at least four of them play the guitar. So I'm not sure why I also played the guitar a little bit in that band, but I also played, you know, the drums on one song and the keyboard and the trumpet, different things. So I guess it was just the spirit of everyone trying everything out. And then when we started Yes We Mystic, Keegan and Catherine and I, three of the members from that band from high school, I was the only one of that group that played guitar. So I just continued to up till now.
Do you remember what the very first record or song was that you ever bought for yourself?
Yeah, I bought In Rainbows, the Radiohead album. I went to HMV and I had heard one early Radiohead song and I wanted to buy the album with that on it. But then they only had the best of or the newest album at the time. And I almost bought the best of. I went up to the counter with that, and I thought I might never listen to anything else by this band if I bought all the best songs, so I had better buy the newest record. And that's one of my favorite records to this day, so it was a good fluke.
Definitely. You mentioned that a few of your bandmates started out with you ever since high school. How did you come together with the others to form Yes We Mystic?
I mean, Keegan and I have been creating things together since we were children. We knew each other, I think, from the age of four or five on. And, you know, we made home movies as kids, and we were in some plays together in high school and middle school. And so, yeah, we knew of each other. When that high school band started out, we weren't particularly close at that moment, but we had known each other for so many years and done so many things together. So that made sense. And we continued to be the kind of songwriting partners behind Yes We Mystic to this day. And we started the band with some other friends that we had at the time, and we met some people. And everyone else in the band has changed over the years to our current lineup, which has Jody Planner, who's been playing keyboard and cello in the band for, my God, probably six years now. Mm-hmm. And Jansen Frivenson on the violin and guitar and keys. And she's been with us for a little over 2 years now. And yeah, that's the band.
You released your debut EP, Fires and Floods, in 2013, and your most recent album, 10 Seated Figures, last year. How do you feel your sounds evolved with the newer music?
We're always trying to keep pushing things forward, keep challenging ourselves, and to keep exploring, to keep things interesting. So that first EP was made with the instruments that we had access to at the time. We didn't have any, you know, incomes to divert to buying music or instruments. So we just had the instruments that were kind of in our families or just were around in our lives. So that was a very folk oriented EP. And as we started to collect instruments and push ourselves forward in the sonic palette that we had, for our first album, Forgiver, we really tried to fit in all of the electronic sounds that we had acquired into the musical world that we had made with all these acoustic instruments. So we wanted the electronic things to feel very, very natural and to not be obtrusive. And for our album, 10 Seated Figures, we tried to flip that on its head by using all the same instruments, but trying to showcase the unnatural and more electronic sides of things. So when there was a mandolin or an acoustic guitar, for example, we would be sampling, pitch shifting, distorting those things so that they felt very foreign and very distant and not easily identifiable. So we were trying to create a sonic palette that was opposite of what we had done before. And that brings us up to the stuff we're working on now, which is kind of a middle ground.
Going back to 10 Seated Figures, tell me about the theme or the concept for that album.
10 Seated Figures was an album about false memory, and it was about the little lies that we tell ourselves or the misrememberings that we fall prey to in our own lives that shape how we kind of interact with the world. And so, you know, the example that we would give is, you know, if you had a moment in your life that you remember with such clarity that you remember something from your childhood, but then your a parent or grandparent says, oh, that's not exactly how that happens. You were exactly sure that it happened one way and it happened another way. Or maybe it was a story about your sibling or a cousin or something that you had kind of assumed is your own. And in this album, we are exploring the idea that that can happen, you know, not just when you're a child and in more kind of insidious ways throughout your life. And, you know, in the current moment, people are, you know, asking what the truth even means. Mm-hmm. And we were looking at, you know, what if your own personal experience and your own personal memory is the closest thing you can get to the truth, you know, it's maybe worth going back one more time and taking a look at those things that you hold to be true because you remember them a certain way. And maybe that's not truth after all.
You have a great official video on YouTube for your song, Please Bring Me to Safety. Tell me about that one.
So alongside the release of the album, we did an art project to try and illustrate this. So we wanted people that were coming across our band for the first time to be forced into this kind of false memory that we were talking about. So what we did is we hired an alternate version of the band, 5 performance artists that over the course of 6 months did everything that a band would generally do. So they did some interviews, they were in press photos, they performed a live set, and they were in our videos. So the idea being that if someone was to come across the band, they could have a, you know, very distinct idea of who this band is and who the people are. And then if they came to a show on our tour, they would, you know, might be jolted and thinking, this isn't what I thought this band was at all. And so the video was the kind of wrapping up of that concept and of that little storyline that we put on. So it was putting the 2 Yes We Mythics, the real and the performance art version, head to head on a spinning platform, and it was quite the video to make. The platform started spinning faster and faster, and it was very hard to stay upright. And there was dizziness and some vomit some blood that came with making that video. It was quite wild time. Oh.